It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right, here we go. On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Well, this is another Can't Miss show, Dave. We've got the police in Florida holding a news conference at, we anticipate, 10 o'clock our time about the disappearance of Gabby Petito. They've told us up front, this is not to announce a major development in the case, but perhaps there will be some new information they can share with us. And we've also, of course, got our hands on the police body camera video. The couple had that encounter dispute, actually, in Moab. We're going to play through that body camera video during the show today.
And this is the newest video we've seen. We've seen some of the YouTube videos where everything is happy between, you know, the couple and everyone's in a good place. But this is the first time when we see some upset kids. And honestly, you look at the young 20s, that's how I see them. I see them as young kids. But we'll get that update as soon as we can. 908, it's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Yeah, in other news, parents, you might be getting a phone call from your kid's school because of their fetish with a social media challenge to steal something from their school. That's right. And kids are actually stealing stuff from their own schools all over Utah. It's happening all over the nation, and you're sure enough, it's also happening in the Beehive State. In fact, Dave, one high school principal's on the trail to catch the bandits. He's leaving voicemail messages on parents' cell phones, like this one.
Today, we offered a $100 reward to students who would provide us information that led to the identification of students that were doing this stuff.
I need a new bandsaw. You know, kids, maybe a new heavy-duty industrial table saw. If you could just wheel that straight out of the shop department, or buy it on the black market. What are these kids doing? What in the world are they thinking? Like, you know what? This sink in the bathroom, I think I need this. And you see these kids ripping sinks out. Yeah, it's called the devious lick. It's the latest trend on TikTok.
Countdown two.
Well, Senator Mitt Romney to the rescue of new parents, it seems. He's proposing another, I'm going to call it an out-of-the-box idea. How about you use your Social Security money now, parents, to supplement your maternity and paternity leave? We should take phone calls on this one.
I love this idea.
You do?
Oh, I so love this idea.
What?
Because
I thought you'd call it welfare.
No.
Entitlement.
Okay. This is my money. The Social Security, I pay into it. I'd love to be able to access it, especially when I'm a new dad.
Mm.
I remember those days. I remember how tight money was. Anything we can do to kind of help out those young parents, that is amazing. And to kind of access your own money, that makes a lot of sense to me. So, okay, I don't get my Social Security till I'm 66, 67, that's a great trade-off.
Launch countdown one.
Well, we know now that it was a very sordid dispute and very emotional couple of hours between the missing woman that we've been reporting on, Gabby Petito, and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, in Moab on August 12th. A lot of this plays out not only in a police report that we've we're going to dive into on the show, but also police body camera video. Gabby gets very, very emotional in this video.
What's going on? Welcome to crying.
I'm just crying. We've just been fighting this morning. Some personal issues.
When I watched this video, Deb, I didn't see it as anything groundbreaking, right? This wasn't a fight to end all fights. This just seemed like a little argument. But as you start realizing and finding out more about this story, you know, maybe this is just, hey, we've been together for 4 months in a van and we're on each other's nerves.
Pacific.
The launch.
Commence.
KSL's top national story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave, I really want to dive into the next several minutes. What we hear on that body camera video, we're going to play it. And also what's in that full police report we got our hands on from the Moab Police Department. And it tells us what unfolded on August 12th in Moab, why Gabby was sobbing to police when the officer has Gabby on the passenger side of their van. Now, remember, Gabby is still missing. The search in the Grand Tetons is on this morning. We're expecting that news conference at 10 a.m. from the Florida, the police department in Florida that has taken the lead on the investigation. Let's start with that body camera video and what Gabby said to the officer.
Can I get you to step out of the vehicle for me, ma'am?
Yeah.
Just hang tight right there. Do you mind if I take your keys and just put them on your hood?
You got it, buddy. I'm so
Thank
sorry.
You. Oh, no, you're fine.
Now, to describe this a little bit, Brian is driving. Gabby's in the passenger seat, and we know this because we can see Gabby in the body cam video. She's obviously sitting in the passenger seat. She's crying. She's very upset. And the officer asks Brian, as you heard, for the keys, puts them on the hood.
So let's take you to the beginning of this and how this all began. Before the officers pulled them over in Arches National Park. We got to take you back to the town of Moab. That's where a witness sees Gabby and Brian. And the witness sees them in front of the Moonflower Co-op in Moab. And they're arguing. And this is the afternoon of August 12th. They're arguing, according to this witness, over a phone. Now, there's other, you know, interviews that police do, and it's all detailed in this police report, Dave. And Brian, at some point, looks like he grabs her face, pushes her back, tells her to take a walk and calm down. He gets in the van. In the police report, we learn that Gabby, at some point, hits him in the arm and then either climbs through a window or gets the van door open because she feels like she's locked out. Now we're going to fast forward to when police have them pulled over in, you know, around Arches, when they finally get the van pulled over. Listen carefully to what the police officer tells Gabby.
This is a very, very important question. How you answer this question is going to determine what happens next. But the only person who can answer this question is you. Mm-hmm. Think very hard before you answer the question. Do not quickly answer. Think very hard. When you slapped him those times, were you attempting to cause him physical pain or physical impairment? Was that what you were attempting to do to him?
No.
What were you attempting to do? What was the reason behind the slapping and stuff? What was it you were attempting to accomplish by slapping?
I was trying to get him to stop telling me to calm
down. Well, it doesn't sound to me like she attempted to injure him.
What did she say? It was a little garbled. Well, sometimes when we hear it,
I think what the police officer kind of says at the end there is it doesn't sound like she intended to hurt him.
Yeah.
It's sort of like maybe she intended to just kind of keep him away.
Yeah. As you were describing this, and we read this in a police report, there again were no arrests, there are no charges. But as we were reading this police report, you said Brian grabs her face. Well, it sounds like he grabbed her face because she was kind of trying to slap him, according to the report. And then he kind of grabbed her face and pushed her back. So it was a cause and effect, according to the report. So if you read it just like, oh, well, he grabs her face and pushes her back, that tells one story. Well, if she's swinging at him or trying to slap his face, and then he grabs her face and pushes her back, well, then that paints a different story.
So after this, situation goes down in Moab, they take off on this wild ride and they end up, you know, going into Arches, and they are going 45 miles an hour. Now, you said it, he was driving 45 miles an hour in a 15 mile an hour zone, according to the police report. And at this point, they have different stories because the police say, look, the van swerved and it hit a curb. And she tells the officer that she hit him to get him to stop or at least pay attention to the police were there behind them. But he says he grabbed the steering wheel, or she grabbed the steering wheel. that she grabbed the steering wheel, and that's why they hit the curb. But at any rate, I think what I took away from this, Dave, is from the reading the police reports and the body camera video, is that they've been together for at least several weeks. He tells the officer it's been several months, camping in a van, and things have, you know, kind of gone south for them. They've been arguing quite a bit. But I want you to hear a little more audio from Brian when he's talking to the police officer. I know it's hard to hear, but I want to play this.
It was a long day. We were camping yesterday, and camping got supplies and stuff. I'm sorry I hit the bump there.
I was distracting him from driving. I'm sorry.
So he says, look, it was a long day of camping. I'm sorry I hit that bump there. And then she says, look, I was distracting him. And she kind of takes the blame for it.
Well, I can tell you this. I've been married to my wife for 21 years. We have a great relationship. I love her. I can't imagine being in a van traveling around the country with my favorite person in the world for 4 months. So the idea that tensions are getting high on this trip does not surprise me at all.
Okay, so the next question is, they're here, they're pulled over by the police, they're sitting there talking to the officers about what happened, what went down. My question then became, well, what happens next to this couple? Did the officers just let them go? Oh, no, they did not. We're going to tell you what happens next. Next.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.